Washington Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler has been at the forefront of efforts to provide health insurance to those in Washington state who've gone without insurance for years until the Affordable Care Act was passed under the leadership of President Obama. Kreidler worries about the plan's call for a gradual reduction in the amount of money states receive from the federal government to pay for Medicaid. He says that the plan calls for 90% funding until the year 2020, at which time it begins to be reduced till finally hitting just 50%. He figures the result will be 600,000 low-income, disabled, and those in nursing homes in Washington losing their Medicaid coverage. He says it's unlikely that the state could make up the difference.
If you want to try to maintain that program with state dollars to make up the differences, you take it down to essentially 50 cents on the dollar. It would be every year about $1.3 billion. And given all of the challenges that the legislature has right now, just trying to fund education and meet the McCleary decision, you obviously have a real problem in trying to come up with those that kind of dollars.
There are 1.9 million people on Medicaid in Washington, many of them who came on the rolls because of the expansion under the Affordable Care Act. Besides the Medicaid funding issue, Kreidler says he worries that the coverage of the new Senate plan might also end up being woefully inadequate.
If you wind up dumbing down the insurance so it doesn't cover much of anything, and therefore it is cheap because it doesn't cover much, if you still have insurance, but is it really insurance? And I think that's this idea that just because you can say, I have insurance, that it's all the same. It's not.
The community health centers across the state serve a number of low-income residents, most of whom receive their health care coverage through Medicaid. The CEO of Community Health Plan of Washington and the Community Health Network, Leanne Burge, says while Medicaid reimburses the clinics for care, it also pays for a number of services they provide, which would likely have to be cut as the funding dries up.
But in addition, the ability to have Medicaid coverage enables all types of innovative programming by the community health centers as well as by payers, which enable value-based contracting and services that go beyond the traditional visits and enables care coordination, care management, a team-based approach, programs for opioid addiction, programs that go way beyond just visits for primary care services.
Burge says the proposed cuts to Medicaid would affect everyone in the program and not just those who came on board during the Medicaid expansion under the ACA. Also concerned with the changes are rural hospitals who also rely on Medicaid funding. Chris Bandley of the Washington State Hospital Association says if the bill were to become law, he would not look forward to seeing the majority of the 600,000 people in Washington who were added to the Medicaid rolls under the Affordable Care Act lose their coverage.
So in absence of access to coverage through the expanded Medicaid program, they are very unlikely to have insurance, and thus, you know, they're going to delay most likely some needed health care services. And when they show up, it's probably going to be in our emergency departments, and that's going to be first and foremost, it's not a good care path for those individuals. And then for the hospital itself, that's uncompensated care that gets socialized through the rest of the healthcare system.
Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler says the accomplishments of the Affordable Care Act in providing coverage to hundreds of thousands of Washingtonians who had no health insurance should not be taken lightly, and rather than overturn ACA, work should be done to improve it.
We've done a great job here with what we've accomplished, particularly if you go back and take a look at what we had before the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act isn't perfect. Should be certain changes should be made. We should be focusing on those right now. But, you know, destabilizing the market is something that obviously doesn't serve the people of the state of Washington very well at all.
The fate of the Senate bill is not certain. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has now put off a vote until after the 4th of July recess. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.